Well, we talked to you on Friday, and it was a big mystery. We didn't know you were in San Francisco, and we didn't know why. Why would Elliot Friedman,
the Bay Area?
Is he going to talk to Wayne Gretzky? Is there something going on in California?
Can't get a direct flight to LA. What's going on with that?
Turns out, you had a nice little one-on-one with the potential new owner of a NHL franchise in Las Vegas. Tell me about,
go ahead. Dean, I thought you knew because you kept on asking me questions about Vegas afterwards.
Well, when you put it all together, it's like, well, okay, what's he going to be doing down there? Well, Vegas is nearby. Maybe it's, but I didn't want to continue to go too far. Tell me how it gets set up. And I know a lot of people would say, geez, what are you doing talking to this guy on TV? That's got to get Gary Bettman pissed off. I guess walk me through it.
Bettman lifted the gag order on William Foley last Monday, the day that he told everybody that they were starting the ticket drive at the Board of Governors. There was a gag order on him, and Bettman lifted it that day. So it really became a chase at that particular time. Scott Burnside got him for the website at ESPN, and we got him for television. And so that's basically how it worked. He confirmed that he was going to do it on Wednesday when I was in Montreal for the Beliveau funeral. And then I just had to get out to, and he said he would do it on Friday. So we flew out. It was in Sonoma, a city called Healdsburg, California, which is about an hour and a half north of San Francisco. He owns about 20 wineries worldwide. Two of them are right across the street from each other in that city. So I flew into San Francisco and drove up there on Thursday night. We did the interview on Friday, and I took the red eye back to Toronto Friday night / Saturday morning. And I got to tell you, we had a snowstorm in Toronto on Thursday, and they had a rainstorm in San Francisco that day. That was a white-knuckle drive from San Francisco up to Sonoma, too. And the whole time I'm sitting there thinking, well, if anything happens to me, at least I was chasing a good story.
That's right.
All I could really think of, yeah.
So give me your feel, your read on, I guess, the situation now that you've had a chance to see this guy face-to-face. And what do you make of the man himself?
One of the questions I asked him that did not end up in the short interview, and a longer version will be online probably today or tomorrow, was there is a feeling that if this ticket drive works, he's getting a team. It's a done deal. And his answer was, I'm not going to put words in the NHL or the commissioner's mouth. But that's exactly what I believe, Dean. I think if this ticket drive is successful, and I did ask him, is there a number you have to hit? And he said he's going to meet with the NHL this week, probably tomorrow, to determine the answer to that. But I do believe that if this ticket drive works, they're getting a team. And I believe they're getting a team in 2 years when the rink is open. Another thing he would not confirm on camera, but I believe, is that AEG, who owns the rink, MGM, who's building the rink, and him and the league have sat down and they've worked out a deal on how it's going to work. And I think the key thing is, and this is why financially it gives the NHL there the best chance to succeed, is that they are going to work on a deal, if they haven't done so already, where the NHL team becomes the anchor tenant, which means they will get a piece of the suites for every event there, not just hockey. When Taylor Swift comes to do a concert, they're going to get a piece of that. When, I don't know, whoever else you want to say, Miley Cyrus is there in concert, they're going to get a piece of it. And I think that's why they're going to have a chance to succeed. I think the biggest question and the only hurdle preventing this from happening is if they worry that people aren't, the general public in Las Vegas isn't going to buy tickets. And they have done a lot of research into the market in terms of how many people are there, 2.2 to 2.3 million. The average spending ability of a family there, which they say is top 10 in the United States. There's a lot of money in the city. And they've also done a lot of research into if they're going to play games, what days they'd play them on. Sunday afternoons, Tuesday nights, when a lot of the casino workers are given nights off, the regular ones anyway. I think that they, the amount of research that they have done behind the scenes in the last year and a half, has been quite a bit. They are not going into this with their eyes closed.
Well, excuse me. Good work on that, and it's nice to know what's obviously on your iPod. You also had some news regarding the first, just the first two that come to your mind, Miley Cyrus and Taylor Swift.
I was thinking Big Vegas Act.
Yeah, okay, yeah, thinking. Of course yeah. You were. Potentially some things breaking loose as far as trades in the NHL.
The team that is really at the forefront right now is the Boston Bruins. I can't pin down. I mean, everybody knows that they've been linked to Chris Stewart. I certainly was not the first guy to report that on Saturday night. And that is one of the things they're chasing. But the Bruins are trying to do something. Everybody is pointing at them as being one of the most active teams right now. They are looking for a power forward. They're looking at the Eastern Conference, and they're saying, you know, we can't wait too much longer. I think they're having a lot of trouble doing it, but they're saying, but they are trying. And by the way, I also mentioned on Saturday, and I found out on Saturday afternoon, that the Flames had kicked tires on Chris Stewart. I don't know if it's in the back. I've heard it kind of move to the background there, but I've heard the price would not be a lot, not anything that Calgary would be concerned about that would be giving up a major piece of the future. And, you know, they're looking at Chris Stewart for everything about him. He's a right-hand shot. He can be a power player. He absolutely needs to get out of Buffalo. It's not working for him. And I think the Flames kind of looked at it and said, is this something we could use right now? But it doesn't appear as if it's on the front burner. But they had looked into it reasonably seriously, from what I understand.
Yeah, it's a curious spot, obviously, for where Treliving is at and the Flames. You go back 10 days ago and, oh, yeah, if you can add a guy, definitely add it. And now five mm-hmm. losses later, I think there's a lot of fans saying, well, careful what you give up, because maybe this is the rebuild after all. It's the roller coaster ride that is being a fan in the NHL.
Season.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think, honestly, Dean, from what I understood, one of the reasons the Flames were considering it was I don't think Buffalo was going to ask them to give up anything that they were going to look at and say, we shouldn't do this. I heard it was like a B-level prospect and potentially an A-level player, an AHL player. You know, the Buffalo American Hockey League team in Rochester, I think they've won something like 4 of their past 18 games. So I think as much as anything, they want to help them out a bit too.
Have yourself a fine week. Great job on the weekend. We'll talk to you on Friday.
All right, guys. Have yourselves a great week. And Dean, go get a gift.
All right.
Don't think that that's actually true.
It's definitely a trap. You're right. Sage advice. Sage advice. Thanks, Elliot.
Take care. Bye-bye.